From the Commercium Society, here at St. Xavier's College, Mumbai, I am Parth Chajed, and this is the FinFiends Playbook. MedPlus Health Services, India's second largest pharmacy retailer, is expected to list on India's bursars at a double-digit premium. After an overwhelmingly successful response to its IPO, this comes on the heels of a slew of acquisitions of other players in the market by some of the biggest names in e-commerce. So, how did a sector that faced a bitter face-off with both regulators and brick-and-mortar stores renew such investor interest and leave it at its zenith? How will a post-COVID India greet the e-pharmacy sector? Like e-commerce, social media, and crypto exchanges, e-pharmacies too came into being well before regulation and policy carved out a space for them. Health tech is one of the fastest developing sectors of healthcare, comprising of telemedicine, e-pharmacies, healthcare IT and analytics, and personal health management. E-pharmacies are relatively nascent in contrast with local brick and mortar drugstores that, make no mistake, are a powerful force to be reckoned with. Until e-pharmacies turned up on the radar, offline drugstores were determined to survive the onslaught brought on by e-commerce that led to the collapse of physical stores sector after sector. E-pharmacies are broadly categorized into two: independent, digital-first pharmacies and online extensions of brick-and-mortar pharmacies. The market for the latter is highly unstructured and fragmented, with over 8 lakh pharmacies in India. While urban areas have greater and more equitable access to pharmacies, rural regions will often have the lone neighborhood chemist. Thus, as we have seen with many other online-based sectors, pre-COVID times didn't witness as strong a demand. The pharmaceutical industry itself is divided into medication for symptomatic or acute illness and more chronic diseases that require longer duration of doses. Given the immediacy of need, most customers depend on their local pharmacies for acute ailments, which forms about 60% of the market. Chronic medication, on the other hand, forming the remaining 40% of the market, is often ordered in bulk online as it is generally prescribed for a long time. Pharma being a $16 billion market, offline stores naturally resisted the idea of digital pharmacies. But their opposition slowly crumbled over the years, especially in the face of a global pandemic and lockdown.
Ziggy, an online marketplace for medicines and healthcare products.
You are with the big story here. I'm Seher Zamai. In the top focus, the latest step that has been taken by our Drug Controller General of India, asking all state-level drug regulators to ensure that e-pharmacies are not selling medicines without a license.
The year is 2015. The likes of e-pharmacies like NetMeds, 1MG and the erstwhile Ziggy had been growing steadily. But they had a new problem: an onslaught of threats of shutdowns and cancelled licenses, and FIRs filed by drug regulators in multiple states. The sector had received funding to the tune of over $60 million in 2015, saw a drastic drop to just under $28 million in 2016. Not one to be outdone, e-pharmacies decided to form the Indian Internet Pharmacy Association in autumn of 2015. Lobbying the policy maker and health authorities to let up the heat it was facing. After their efforts to explain not just their business model, but also the pros they had over their offline counterparts, the health ministry finally offered an olive branch to IIPA. and allowed e-pharmacies to sell drugs online. Alas, there were casualties. Ziggy fought the good fight, stood its ground, but soon found itself strapped for cash and ceased operation. But the e-pharmacies had made a strong foothold. They were here to stay, setting in motion the sector's flourishing potential that would tee up the revolution that was lying in wait.
Bharosemand hai, Babuji. It's 1MG.
In 2010, a man named Prashant Tandon built the first ever drug reference guide. It included a list of 2,500 salts, the crucial chemicals medicines are made of, which were sold in India under 2 lakh brand names. Stunned that despite the sheer number of competitors in the market producing similar medicines, price hadn't fallen. This was not an anomaly. The presence of many intermediaries from the distributors to the pharmacists as well had inflated the prices of medicines. Tandon had a simple idea. Make available through an app a database that allowed consumers to search for a medicine and compare prices of manufacturers producing the corresponding salt in the medicine. Soon enough, downloads for the app crossed 1.5 million. The hunger for information driving Tandon to launch a formal marketplace for drugs, bringing into existence 1MG. After attracting the attention of investors and customers alike, this year saw Tata Digital acquire majority stake in this e-pharmacy valued at $450 million. Taking on a new life as Tata 1MG.
November 17, 2019, the first case of COVID-19 was discovered.
The biggest quarantine.
One patient tested positive for coronavirus.
COVID-19 can be characterized as a pandemic.
First death being reported now from Karnataka.
We declared a public health emergency.
Gharon se bahar nikalne par puri tarah pabandi lagai ja rahi.
The COVID-19 pandemic has upended much of society and the global economy in unprecedented ways. It rattled healthcare system and pushed everyone to the confinedness of their homes. With the economy and society at large functioning at its bare minimum, e-pharmacies saw a ray of sunshine in the way of delivery of medicines during lockdowns. Habits changed. If stepping out could be avoided and it could be bought online, it was. Deemed as essential services, e-pharmacies saw a surge in users as people sought out alternatives to visiting physical drug stores. Consequently, e-pharmacies saw their businesses rise exponentially, raking in the attention of large corporates who decided they wanted a piece of the action. A post-COVID world increased the relevance of and dependence on e-pharmacies. Of course, this was not without its own cost. The initial phases of the lockdown saw online retailers struggle with the disruption of their supply chains due to shutdown of interstate borders, resulting in inventory shortage, lower fill rates and decreased delivery manpower. But there is always light at the end of the tunnel. As these challenges resolved, e-pharmacies were able to meet the booming demand for home delivery of medicines. As consumers gravitated towards and increasingly adopted online shopping during the pandemic, the sector that once saw the rebuff of regulators and even investors witnessed the renewing and reinforcing investor attention. E-commerce giants, who are always on the lookout for an opportunity to foray into a new space, have entered this sector in a bid to create the ultimate one-stop shop platform.
Pharmacies, and that too e-pharmacies that sell medication online, seem to be the next hottest space with all the big daddies interested in it. Late last night, news broke that Reliance is going to buy a majority stake in NetMeds, which is an online e-pharmacy. Meanwhile, there are other mergers which are taking place in the industry between PharmEasy and MedLife, for one. Now, why is everyone so excited about
M&A is in play with the Tata Group buying out 1MG. Reliance Retail too picked up on the potential of this sector and acquired NetMeds for Rs. 6 billion. Days after Amazon launched its own drug service in India, PharmEasy, the newly minted unicorn, also bought out MedLife, securing the position of the largest e-pharma company and, in its own words, covering every zip code in the country. Not one to be left behind. Flipkart too has dipped its toes in the water. Last month saw the Walmart-backed e-commerce giant launch a brand new vertical called Flipkart Health Plus with the acquisition of SastaSundar.com. It thus comes as no surprise that the Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry predicts the industry to cover 70 million households in India within the next 4 years. A study by Frost and Sullivan also suggests that a growth of 63% annually was in sight, reaching Rs. 25,000 crore by 2022. Faced with the problems of high overhead costs and entry of large corporates, physical stores were backed in a corner by e-pharmacies with their deep discounts. Unable to resist the lure of the growing demand for online retail as well as the benefits of digitalization that comes along with it, traditional brick and mortar pharmacies too have turned towards an omnichannel approach, opening digital stores.
MedPlusSmart.com पे लॉग ऑन कीजिए और घर बैठे ही सभी दवाइयां ऑर्डर कीजिए।
MedPlusSmart.com स्मार्ट बनो।
The first of its kind was MedPlus, which has emerged with a unique mix of traditional sales and new technological capabilities that have led e-pharmacies and offline ones into the omni-channel era. While still the second largest physical drugstore chain behind Apollo Pharmacy, but ahead of Mumbai-based Wellness Forever, its modern offline retail stores account for the bulk of its sale, but also play the role of fulfillment centers that service the digital channels. This omni-channel strategy was soon picked up by other physical store chains like Apollo and Wellness Forever, and also spread to digital-first companies. Both Tata 1MG and PharmEasy are set to open their first physical outlets, and Reliance-backed NetMeds too has rolled out offline stores in Reliance Smart Points outlets. These moves have placed e-pharmacies in direct competition with brick and mortar stores. In a bid to tether the advances of e-pharmacies, offline stores are ready to pull any and all tricks from the book, even objecting to the existence of e-pharmacies on the grounds that the law does not explicitly allow for the sale of drugs over the internet. This led to the PharmEasy IPO facing heat over regulators debating whether their existence truly violates the law. The increasingly consolidated nature of industry has also sparked the concern of the Competition Commission of India over the numerous mergers and acquisitions, which has brought up suspicions of anti-competitive practices. There are also concerns over the protection of patient data with regards to e-pharmacies, who have faced allegations of lack of transparency. The coming months may offer more clarity on the regulations and legalities concerning e-pharmacies as the government seeks to formulate new law to govern the use of technology in the sale of drugs. Healthcare has irrevocably changed with the advent of technology. Digitalization and technology are the driving force behind medical advancements and have the power to reach more equitable access to healthcare for everyone. And it would be difficult for anyone to disagree with this assessment. Digital pharmacies, regardless of online first or extensions of physical stores, allow medical professionals to use new and innovative method to practice medicine in a timely and efficient manner, and will only seek to grow well into the future. The question that remains to be answered, will e-pharmacies become the norm? The FinFiends Playbook is brought to you by ThinkBiz, the official blog of the Commercium Society. Follow FinFiends Playbook on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Check out the ThinkBiz blog for all things business and follow Commercium on Instagram for updates on events, workshops, and more. Head over to our blog and read our latest piece on how cyber attacks present an imminent financial and psychological threat to all businesses. Commerce is hard. Let's talk about it on the FinFiends Playbook.